Well, I'm excited about it, to be honest with you. You know, after serving on council for, 12 years there and 8 years on personnel and finance, when this opportunity came up, you know, I kept thinking about it, and Randy was going to retire and move on out. And so I thought, well, I'm going to put my name in the hat there between my business sense from Lake Contracting and, doing the things I've done here since 1989 and serving on council and in the public sector for 12 years and 8 years on personnel and finance. I thought I'd be a good fit for up there. And the transition, I've already been on the job. This will be my ninth day. Okay. And, I'm tackling it the same way I tackled, council. I went in, learned what everybody was doing in different departments and how they all connected. And it's moving right along fast. I mean, I'm picking it up quick. And I think that was a lot smoother transition for me to step into that position than somebody right off the street. So that's why I'm doing it. I'm looking forward to getting back in and helping out any way I can with the county. You know, the county's been good to my family and my business here, and this is just another way I can give back and hopefully make things better. My intention is to fill out Randy's term and then run for another term, and so it'll be a 6-year deal that I would commit to for right now, and then we see at the end of that 6 years. Okay, so yes, I do plan on running after I fulfill his 2-year term. Then I'll actually run for the position. Okay, and we'll see what the public wants to do then. If I get lucky enough to get voted back in for another 4-year term, then I'll reassess that. It'll make me 72. Okay. So then we'll see how that works. Meanwhile, I'll be working to put people in place that could be successors to the office so that it'll be an easy transition when the time comes.